This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
My dad was, I call him honest to a fault. Honest to goodness, we'd go through a drive-thru at a McDonald's or Burger King or whatever, and we'd all place our orders. When my dad would hand out the food, and there was an extra order of fries, I can remember my dad going back and saying, "You gave us one fry too many." I'll confess to you, I'll eat the fry. I'll be the first to admit it. I would say, "Okay, somebody's lucky and you got an extra fry, extra hamburger." But he would take it back. But here's my point in telling that. When I observed that in my dad, that little thing, little example of honesty, I didn't worry about him in the big stuff. I didn't worry about him in the big stuff because I knew he was honest in the little things. He was honest in the big stuff. He wasn't doing it for show. That was just his nature. That was just a reflection of who he was as a person, as a man. And my point is this, every day as a parent, you speak the word of God to your children by your example, or you don't. You speak the word of resentment. You speak the word of anger. You speak the word of money. You speak the word of things, power, popularity, success, or do you speak the word of God in the way you conduct your life? That speaks to every father. Now I'm going to focus in on verse 8. You're going to have three things to write down, three sentences in your notes, those of you that take notes. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That Jesus is unchangeable. His lordship and authority haven't changed. His lordship and authority haven't changed. Jesus said in Matthew 28 something that is incredible. It's incredibly crazy, or it's incredibly true. He said, "All power and authority have been given to me." If a man or woman got up in this platform and said that, you would say one of two things. Either they are mentally disturbed or they're a liar to make that kind of statement. Yet Jesus said it in humility. He said it in simple humility and power that he had all power and authority. Why? Because it was true. He had all power and authority. Now stay with me in this one because this is really important. If it's true that Jesus has all power and authority, do you know what I do as a man and you do as a man or woman when you know the book says something and you go against it and you say, "I know what it says, but I feel this way. I know what it says, but you see, I've got this notion, I want to do this." We might as well stand in front of the person who has all authority and all power and say, "I don't care what you told me, I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care what you say, I'm the authority. I'm the one with the power, I'm in the driver's seat." Do you realize how crazy that is to speak to the one who has all authority and power and defy him and say, "I'm not going to do what you say"? I heard a man who received his pilot training at a place called Langley Air Force Base on the East Coast, and he said that one of the first lessons he remembers as a pilot, being instructed as a pilot, was the instructor told him, "You've got to learn to trust your instruments when you're flying. The time will come when your feelings will rebel against the instruments, and you think you're flying straight and level, and you're inverted, you're upside down. The time will come when you're flying and you think you're flying straight and level and you're actually, the nose is dipped and you're heading straight for the ground or straight for the water. And your feelings will tell you one thing, but you have to rely on your instruments." I think you know where I'm going with that illustration. We have to rely on the instrument. There's a time in your life where you've got to decide, either I do what this says or I don't. And you know what? When you come to the place where you say, "I don't," it's really a serious point in life. It really is. When you say, "What I want matters. I'm going to go with my feelings rather than the instrument."
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.